Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. Our first political guest of the new year, 2014, Republican candidate for Railroad Commissioner, Wayne Christian, joining us here on the Chad Hastie Show. Sir, how are you?
Chad, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
It's been an interesting old year and going to be evidently a more interesting new year with the elections both national and state. It's an exciting time. I heard you talking about the wonderful light bulb routine that we now, the government, has decided how we need to screw in what to our lights and have them. It's amazing that I'm finding the same thing in the several other areas of our life, and I think I'm hoping that people like you, Chad, and God bless you for getting the good message out there. You know, they called some of us conservatives kind of wacky in years past, but I think all of a sudden it's coming true what you've been telling folks for years.
Well, you know, you take a look at the light bulbs, and then there was another story that came out over the weekend. I'm sure you saw it, where there are now across the U.S. on January 1st, 40,000 new regulations, laws, everything that are new laws across the United States. And we're just getting to the point, and there have been recent polls that have been taken that show that people are kind of getting tired of all these new regulations. They're tired of big government creeping into their lives.
Yeah, and this medical thing where they're socializing the medical system, I think it's finally hitting folks where they most recognize it, and that's their pocketbooks. And I think in months ahead, as they go to a doctor with their new insurance, he says, well, I'm glad you got insurance, but it just doesn't buy anything.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like they did with electricity out in California, if you remember. People got to griping because electricity costs too much. So the government passed a law that said, well, the electric companies can't charge but this amount. So everybody cheered. They capped electric prices in California. 2 years later, they started having blackouts because nobody was building generating systems.
Yeah.
That's the government telling free market what to do, and much is going to happen in the Railroad Commission regarding that. You know, you know how I kind of spun it back to my race there.
I like that. You did
yeah,
very well.
Yeah. Kind of real smooth. But anyhow, the story is, do you know who the Democrats have nominated for this position on the Railroad Commission next November? It's a gentleman that works currently for Sheila Jackson Lee, that previously worked during the Clinton administration for Al Gore, who I heard you give full credit for the light bulb and global warming that we are experiencing currently. This is their plan for Texas, to shut down oil, gas, and coal as generating. And this is what's making Texas the opportunity. We will be number one in the world in energy production if Mr. Obama does not get his way.
Well, and we've seen just recently where the state of Texas, they're anticipating even more money flowing in because of oil and gas, in the oil and gas industry in the state of Texas. And this is, you know, Railroad Commissioner, it's something that I think the average Texan, unfortunately, probably is not paying attention to the race. They're not paying attention to what Railroad Commissioner does, but it's a very important position.
Yes, it takes care of our oil, gas, and lignite, and uranium, the minerals under the ground, the gift God gave us that made Texas different from California. We in Texas have been able to be kind of snub our nose at federal regulators at times that say, well, if you do that over there for welfare reform, well, we're not going to give you another penny of whatever. Or if you do this for lawsuit reform, tort reform, we're going to not fund you. Because we've had the consistent inflow of oil, gas, and lignite for decades in this state, the oil booms of the early 1900s were the story of the Ewings on television, where they came from. That's Texas and what's made us very different from the other states. But we are under threat from a president that wants everything but oil, gas, and lignite in this country.
Well, what about the future? What do you bring, in your opinion, what do you think you bring into this race, and what do you think you would bring as Railroad Commissioner, not only against this administration, but future administrations? I mean, the president, you know, as bad as many people think this president is, you know, he will not be president forever, thankfully. He will not be president forever. There will be somebody else in the White House in a few years. So what do you bring to the race to help Texas into the future?
The proven experience and knowledge, Chad, of having been there, done that, in fighting the EPA. I mean, I've been on the Railroad Commission's regulating committees, both the Energy Committee and the Regulated Industry Committee as vice chairman, really for about a decade there in the Texas House. Now, the good of that is I get to take credit for some of the good, but also the bad they can point to me also. But the problem is that's what you're going to need is experienced fighters that have proven. You understand, you can sit here and brag, I'm a politician, I'm not going to vote no, I'm not going to do this, but you've got to have somebody there that will get up and fight the battle and attack and make sure that they fought the fight. I've done that, and my record shows that I have. And we must stand up to the federal government. We must bring the legislature to the table. Understand, if we send a new person there that has not dealt with the legislature, they're somewhat intimidated with a new job. I've been there for a decade and a half. I'll walk over to the Energy Committee chairman in the House and said, we need funding to make sure this doesn't work. I'll walk over to the PUC and say, we need to do this, that, and then get with the Attorney General. I've been there and know how you bring the groups together to fight the battle. You don't do it by yourself. It's putting together the different parts of government, convincing them, and then going and approaching the enemy or the friend and making sure we accomplish for citizens in Texas and for these companies that have kept us number one in the nation in oil production for decades.
Visiting with Wayne Christian, you can visit his website, christianfortexas.com, and four is actually spelt out, christianfortexas.com. When looking at fracking, there are a lot of folks who are worried about fracking, you know, that it's causing earthquakes around the state of Texas, that fracking is dangerous, for the community, for the state of Texas. Where are you at when it comes to fracking, and how many restrictions do cities or the state need to be putting on this?
We have a different atmosphere that's legitimately a concern of the citizens, and that is when oil and gas, pipelines, all these different industries came to Texas, we were a rural state back in the early 1900s. You could run pipeline across an open pasture for miles and everybody didn't care. Very different now that we have these urban areas where all of a sudden you have different wells coming close, the distances from them and all. That's legitimate debate that we must have in this state. Fracking itself so far has not been proven to be dangerous. There may be some connection to injection wells and some of this, but fracking itself we've been doing forever. We just did it in one line when it went down straight down. We just now are horizontal fracking. And so that's a new industry, but it develops. But number one, you protect the public. And I bring to the table that I'm not an employee of an oil company. I don't have an oil company. I don't have vested interest in that. And too many times I think citizens go to the table at the Railroad Commission or, as I was in the House, at any committee, and you'd have a hearing. And the big companies, the lobbyists, et cetera, they have their lawyers. They have their representatives. I think where the people need representation on the Railroad Commission, though we have good commissioners, is also from the citizens. And that's what they elect me for, is to represent the citizens' best interest. And that does include make sure we stay number one in oil and gas production, which means I'm friendly toward the companies, but we've got to protect the citizens. And my voice has always been, for a decade and a half, representing what I call the little guy against the big guy.
Do you think there are too much red tape right now when it comes to the process?
Oh, certainly. So it used to take 3 days to get a permit to drill for oil or gas in this state, and that's why people came here. We wanted people to risk their capital, to wildcat, to get out there and search. And then when they find it, that's when the Railroad Commission should come in with the solid regulations. Now, because of several things, and some of the items the commissioners have started addressing, such as the antiquated computer systems we have, they did get extra funding from the legislature, but you get the answer to that in that statement I had. They had to go to the legislature to get the additional funding. And that's where I bring to the table 14 years of having people in that House that I can go over to, or the Senate, and sit down immediately and start negotiating that we need this to expedite the processes in the oil and gas industry.
Visiting with Wayne Christian, before I let you go, what is one thing people need to know about you and the Railroad Commission in general when they start thinking about this race and thinking about the future of the Railroad Commission?
I think the Railroad Commission is a backdoor fight. Everybody's aware of turning Texas blue, battleground Texas, that the Obama administration, liberals and Democrats that want to stop the free market capitalistic system that's made Texas great, they want to take it over. They're open up front about that. But what people aren't aware of is that Mr. Obama is trying to use the Railroad Commission as the backdoor to turn Texas green, which means shut down that one fastest producing economic factor, oil, gas, and lignite, that has made and can continue to make Texas somewhat independent of the federal ties and ropes that he desires to put upon us. So that's where people aren't paying attention, is the Railroad Commission race. I'm the only experienced, proven fighter against the EPA and the other forces from Washington that's in this race.
Wayne Christian, Republican candidate for Railroad Commissioner. You can visit his website, Christian for Texas. It's spelt out for Texas.com. I appreciate your time, and we'll talk with you again during this process.
Thank you, Mr. Chad.
Have a good one. That's Wayne Christian, Republican candidate for Railroad Commissioner.